ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય. ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય. ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal. Text 13. You all can repeat. Tavasanam dvijagavam pa. તવાસનમ દ્વિજગવામ પારમેષ્ઠમ જગત્પતે ભવાય શ્રેયસે ભૂત્યૈ ક્ષેમાય વિજયાય ચ. તવાસનમ દ્વિજગવામ પારમેષ્ઠમ જગત્પતે ભવાય શ્રેયસે ભૂત્યૈ ક્ષેમાય વિજયાય ચ. તવાસનમ દ્વિજગવામ પારમેષ્ઠમ જગત્પતે ભવાય શ્રેયસે ભૂત્યૈ ક્ષેમાય વિજયાય ચ. વાસનમ દ્વિજગવામ માતાજીસ. So word to word meaning. Tava, your asanam, position on the throne. Dvija, of the Brahminical culture or the Brahmanas. Gavam, of the cows. Parameshtyam, supreme. Jagatpate, O master of the whole universe. Bhavaya, for improvement. Shreyase, for the ultimate happiness. Bhutyai, for increasing the opulence. Kshemaya, for the maintenance. and good fortune. Vijayaya, for the victory and increasing prestige. Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and brahmanas. Brahminical culture and the protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, opulence and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. Purport. In this verse, the word is Dvija Gavam Parameshtyam indicates the most exalted position of the Brahmanas, a Brahminical culture, and the cows. In the Vedic culture, the welfare of the cows and the welfare of the Brahmanas are essential. Without a proper arrangement for developing Brahminical culture and protecting cows, all the affairs of administration will go to hell. Being afraid that Hiranyakashipu would occupy the post of Brahma, all the demigods were extremely disturbed. Hiranyakashipu was well-known demon, and the demigods knew that if demons and rakshasas were to occupy the supreme post, Brahminical culture and protection of cows would become to an end. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the original proprietor of everything is Lord Krishna, Bhuktaram Yajna Tapasa Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. The Lord therefore knows particularly well how to develop the material condition of the living entities within this material world. In every universe there is one Brahma engaged on behalf of Lord Krishna, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adikavaye. The principal creator in each Brahmanda is Lord Brahma, who imparts Vedic knowledge to his disciples and sons. On every planet, the king or supreme controller must be representative of Brahma. Therefore, if a Rakshasa or a demon were situated in Brahma's post, then the entire arrangement of the universe, especially the protection of the Brahminical culture and cows, would be ruined. All the demigods anticipated this danger, and therefore they went to request Lord Brahma to take immediate steps to thwart Hiranyakashipu's plan. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitabha. But Krishna saved him. Therefore, Krishna is addressed as Madhu Kaitabha Hantru. Now again, Hiranyakashipu was trying to replace Brahma. The material world is so situated that even the position of Lord Brahma, not to speak of ordinary living entities, is sometimes in danger. Nonetheless, until the time of Hiranyakashipu, no one has tried to replace Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu, however, was such a great demon that he maintained this ambition. The word Bhutyai means for increasing opulence, and the word Sheyase refers to ultimately returning home back to Godhead. In spiritual advancement, one's material position improves. At the same time, the path of liberation becomes clear, and one is freed from material bondage. If one is situated in an opulent position in spiritual advancement, his opulence never decreases. Therefore, such a spiritual benediction is called bhuti or vibhuti. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, yad yad vibhuti matsatvam mama tejo amsha sambhavam. If a devotee advances in spiritual consciousness and thus becomes materially opulent also, his position is a special gift from the Lord. Such opulence is never to be considered material. At the present, especially on this planet Earth, the influence of Lord Brahma has decreased considerably, and the representative of Hiranyakashipu, the Rakshasas and demons, have taken charge. Therefore, there is no protection of Brahminical culture and cows, which are the basic prerequisites for all kinds of good fortune. This age is very dangerous because society is being managed by demons and rakshasas. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೋರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ಬೇಕ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ಲಿ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್, ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ರಾಸ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜೀ ಕಿ, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಕಿ, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋನಿತಾಯ್ ಕಿ, ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ. ತವಾಸನಂ ದ್ವಿಜಗವಾಂ ಪಾರಮೇಷ್ಠಂ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಭವಾಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸೇ ಭೂತ್ಯೈ ಕ್ಷೇಮಾಯ ವಿಜಯಾಯ ಚ. ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಯುವರ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ದ ಕೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್. ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಿಕಲ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲಿ ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. So in this purport, Prabhupada speaks about this three very important aspects which we'll try to cover. First, Prabhupada talks about the Brahmanical culture based on giving respect and service to cows and Brahmanas. Only in the proper administration governed by the devoted king, this is possible. But when it is, any state is governed by followers of Hiranyakashipu, then there is a great danger for this kind of culture. And next, Prabhupada talks about that how even Brahma, he also is worried when Hiranyakashipu is performing tapasya. So Prabhupada makes a point that no one in this world is permanent. Everyone has to go through anxiety for being in this world, and that's why there is a struggle always in this world, which is the first principle in this world, that everyone is struggling here. And third thing, Prabhupada talks about that the opulence which one gets in Krishna consciousness, that also is the Krishna's mercy. That is not a material opulence. That's why it is called as vibhuti. So, about this Brahminical culture, when we are talking, generally outside, whenever we are discussing about Brahminical culture and cows, for them it becomes a more of a religious sentiment than practical utility of a Brahminical culture and cow protection. For them, that is just a issue of some religious sentimentalists. Protect cows, you know, the culture has to be maintained and things like that. And they feel that modern life means you don't have to be sentimental like this. And that's why we find so much of attack happens on the culture, Brahminical culture, cows. And then nowadays, demons have different plans. You know, they create different movies which are opposing Brahminical culture, cows. They create different educational models by which person is thoroughly brainwashed about leaving our Vedic culture. So, now the demons, the way the Hiranyakashipu was so gross in his times, he was directly, grossly killing Brahmanas, killing cows, stopping yajnas. Nowadays, it's like things go subtly. Stopping cow, respecting cow, serving cow, or Brahminical culture. That's why Prabhupada writes here, he says, without a proper arrangement for developing Brahminical culture and protecting cows, all the affairs of administration will go to hell. So that means, any proper administration cannot go well without taking care of cows and Brahmanas. That's why Krishna is called as Go Brahmana Hitayacha. So he is very careful about the hita, the well-being of Brahmanas and cows. Actually, if we see, for example, cows, we can see that whenever there is a proper taking care of cows specifically, which is Krishna loves them the most, which is glorified so much in our Vedic culture, we can see that how that helps in all round growth of social structure. I still remember I was hearing one of the Bhagavatam class, one of the sannyasis was telling, he was telling about one farm community. He was telling that a lot of problems were there in one of the farm communities. Although it was established by Srila Prabhupada, but there were no funds, there were no manpower, there were so many internal clashes. So when they had a meeting, they were discussing what to do. So one of the most senior devotee there, he gave this one angle of vision. He said, let's start with taking care of cows first. He said, let whatever amount of money we have, put it into taking care of the cows, and whatever best men we have, let give them to take care of the cows. Because this farmhouse, one of the most important ingredient, as Prabhupada has said, is cow protection. So that has to be taken, first care. So when, surprisingly, when this was started, taking care of the cows, within 1 year they started seeing the results. That, so many people started coming to take darshan of the Lord, so much of donation started coming, so many people started coming and started living there. So they could see a very tangible effect when there is a, when our life and our administration depends on spiritual principles. Just 2 days back I was talking to one of the devotees who stays in a village. So he was telling that his father, he was having some heart problem, and then they had gone to many doctors. They had done that CT scan, and once operation was also done, and he was telling almost around 15 lakhs they spent till now on that problem. And then he said last 2 years father is, because they have a goshala at home, so they were serving cows every day, taking out the dung and things like that. Of course father is one of the MLA, but now he's ex-MLA, so still he was, it's like generally at homes, villages specifically, everyone does everything. It's like, so when he started taking care of the cows, he was telling that after almost 1 year, when they went back and checked up everything, doctors were surprised to see that there was not even a trace of any disease. So when such things we hear, generally we feel, sometimes it may happen, that is not the... But then, the fact remains that whenever the cows are taken proper care, it is a scriptural principle, it creates a well-being, physical well-being, mental well-being and spiritual well-being also. Because that is one part of the Vedic culture. And about the Brahminical culture, taking care of the Brahmanas, respecting them. Why the Brahmanas are required in the society? Because they are like head. Prabhupada was talking to one of the UNESCO in charge of labor minister, he was. And then he was telling to Prabhupada that how we are uplifting the labor class all over the world. So then Prabhupada was telling, that's very nice, but what about the head? So he said, that's what we are trying to do, that we want to uplift them and then we want to create a nice society. And then Prabhupada was telling that, what about the head? So he couldn't understand what Prabhupada is telling. And then Prabhupada was telling him that you are taking care of the body nicely, but if you don't take care of the head, if there is body which is very nice, but headless body. So very nicely muscular, heavy weight body without head, that is like a ghost only. It has no, it's like any auspiciousness in such kind of body. So Prabhupada was telling that unless we create a culture where the Brahmanas are created, they are trained, and then they are utilizing their training for the welfare of the society, then the real happiness will come in the society. So Brahminical culture is very important. And we can see also, whenever there is a decline in Brahminical culture, there is a ghastly results awaits. And this comes in 9th canto, where whole pastime of Parshuram is based on this only. that this Kartavirya Arjuna was staying in Mahishmati city. So when he was staying there, he was so powerful that he had prayed and done lot of austerities to Narnarayan, and he pleased them, and because of their mercy he got 1000 arms. That's why he was called as Sahastrarjun also. So when he was so powerful, that Srimad Bhagavatam describes that once when he went in the river to play with, along with his wives. And nowadays rivers are so small. That time rivers may be 10 times, 100 times larger than what we have now. So when he was playing in the waters, he wanted to show his power to his wives. So to just create. So he blocked the whole river with his all 1000 arms. So he was like a dam. Full river was stopped. And then the whole water, it flooded the before area. And Ravana, who was also on the journey of the whole world, he was trying to figure it out, which kings to be conquered and things like that. So with that desire he had come and just made a camp on the bank of this river. So when his camp was there, suddenly the whole water came and his camp was washed off. So Ravana became very upset. He came out, he said, there is no rains, how this flood has come. So when he came and he started searching why this flood came. Then he went and he saw that Sahastrarjun is there standing like a dam. So he started chastising Sahastrarjun for creating havoc in his camp. And specifically because his wives were there, when Sahastrarjun heard some criticism, he became even more angry. Then he came out, and then it says here that he captured this powerful Rakshasa, Ravana, like a monkey, put a noose around his neck and brought him to his palace. And then he hanged him there for many days to see the way we put a monkey in the center and then people can see and be happy. So then Ravana was begging, please, please leave me. So after some time, then he left. So then Ravana went back. So that much powerful this Sahastrarjun was. And he has thousands and thousands of sons. It says here 10,000 sons he had. Very powerful. But then one day when he went to the house of Jamadagni, he saw that there was this cow, Kamadhenu cow. And he wanted to have it without the permission of Jamadagni. So forcefully he took it. That time Parshuram was out. Jamadagni was begging that although you are a king, you cannot take the property of a Brahmana like this. So please, this is my own cow and it is given to me as a gift. I cannot give it to you. But then Sahastrarjun forcefully took this cow and went in his kingdom. So when Parshuram came back and he saw the attack of arrogance of Kshatriya on the culture of respect of Brahmanas, then he became very angry. Taking his Parshu, he went inside the Mahishmati. So Bhagavatam describes as if some lion chases herds of elephants. He was with only one Parshu and some bow and arrow he went. So when all the people they saw Parshuram with so much anger, they just ran away. But then Parshuram was so powerful, then the
King also returned back with all his army, and Parashurama was alone. But within few minutes, Parashurama killed lakhs of army, and then he got all these 10,000 sons, cut off their head, and he made a huge mountain inside the Mahishmati. And then he took the cow and came back. So, of course, first he killed Sahasrarjuna, and then he came back. His sons were there. That was a second serving, of. So the father was killed, his sons, 10,000 were killed, and then when the sons, before dying, they had chopped off the head of Jamadagni also, because of, they felt that it's like competition. So that time Parashuram took that vow that I will kill the whole Kshatriya dynasty, I'll uproot completely. And then he was going on the marathon killing of all Kshatriyas. And when he was going, he was not considering anything. Even if a small child is there of a Kshatriya, he will kill it. Even if that Kshatriya is harmless, he will kill him. Even that Kshatriya is, so he was not seeing anything now. He had just one goal in his mind, to cut off all Kshatriya race. And he did not do it once or twice, or he did it 21 times. So all the Kshatriyas, they were brought back to their humility by the here that it comes here. Bhagavatam describes that how horrible that scene was. He says,
Tadraktena nadi ghoram brahmanya bhayavaham hetum krutva pitruvadham kshatre mangalakarini tri sapta kruta prithvim krutva nikshatriya prabhu samanta panchake chakre shonito dan hadanava.
He says, with the blood of the bodies of their sons, Lord Parashuram created a ghastly river, which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the men of power in government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parashuram, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchak, he created 9 lakes filled with their bloods. So that was the effect of when the Brahminical culture tends to get destroyed by the demoniac powers. And Prabhupada writes very nicely in the purport, according to the laws of nature, whether at the time of Parashuram or the present, if the government becomes irresponsible and sinful, not caring for Brahminical culture, there will certainly be an incarnation of God like Parashuram to create a devastation by fire, famine, pestilence, or some other calamity. Whenever the government disrespects the supremacy of personality of Godhead and fails to protect the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, it will certainly have to face such catastrophes as formerly brought about by Lord Parashuram. That means, if this culture is not properly maintained, that time Parashuram was there, so Parashuram took that in his own hand to teach a lesson to the society, specifically to the Kshatriya race. But then Prabhupada says, currently in this world, you'll find lot of Krishna appears in the form of great devastation. That's why Krishna says, Kalosmi, that I am the time which devours the whole world. That's why we see that there are so many unnatural calamities which happens nowadays. Some part of the place, now also in this rainy season, people they don't have water to drink. Just last week I had gone to one place. So, although it's like it's rainy season, still they don't have water to drink. Municipality water comes once in a 10 days. And then that's how they are surviving. So, how is that? That is because of this only. When there is no respect for cows, no respect for Brahminical culture, then the whole society goes to, as here he says, the affairs of administration will go to hell. That will be hellish situation for the whole society if Brahminical culture is not followed properly. Why it becomes hellish? Because the main goal of life is lost when the Brahminical culture is lost. Brahminical culture gives the, it spearheads the society. The Brahmanas, they are there to create a responsible, you know, human society, knowing that the goal of human life is not sense gratification, but it is going back to Godhead. When that is lost, then there are so many calamities. So, and nowadays we also see that when this culture is missing, there are so many distractions which creates a havoc in common society. Like other day one of our devotee friend was telling, he said, along with a mass destruction, they have now missiles and atom bombs, and along with this mass destruction, there is a mass distraction also. There are so many things which distract one from the goal of life. So many distractions for any common man in this world. And then he was giving example that nowadays there is such a critical problem in the children or schools, which is like a future of any society. He was giving an example that one boy who was almost around 4 years, and because of the culture, father was going for job, mother was going for another job, so that they can earn for that child to grow nicely. But when this child was unattended, they had given him most popular friend nowadays, and that is mobile with Android and all facilities. So they gave him, so this child was with mobile almost 12 to 16 hours every day, and they had put nice videos and learning ABCD and some whatever they have. So for almost 1.5 years this went on. But after 1.5 years, this child started some behaving eccentrically, started shouting in between only, started crying, uncontrollable emotions. So by seeing that, father and mother, they were little afraid. They took him to the psychiatrist. So then psychiatrist checked him, and then he said, what have you done? Why he has become like this? He said, we don't do anything. We just took care of him, and then nothing. So he said, we just gave him, he was just being with mobile. So then that psychiatrist, after checking the whole case, he said that your child has almost permanently affected. Lifelong he will live in like this only. If God some grace is there, he may come out of this craziness. But he said he has sufficiently got damaged. So we can see that when there is no proper focus of what is human life, what is to be done, what is not to be done, there is no culture only. Everything is just whatever comes, you just accept it and just utilize it without any thought what it is, what are the effects of this. So that's how the culture gets degraded. When there is no proper goal remains. Goal is just to become, do sense gratification the max. So this is one, it's like thing which creates such a disaster. And there are so many such gadgets, so many such, instruments which Kali is using to distract people. So that's how keeping a culture focused on the goal of Krishna consciousness is very important. Otherwise it's just a matter of time when we see this kind of great cultures falling apart. We have seen in the history, and history will keep repeating it. We have seen greater, big empires, Roman Empire, British Empire, and so many big kings. Once upon a time they were ruling the whole world. They had a great culture. But when they started going away from God, when they started going away from the natural things given by the God, then they have to be smashed. Either by Parshuram or by the powerful time, they are degenerated. So that's why we have to be very careful, specifically in our own devotee's life, that when we are dealing in our own life and creating a culture, we need to see that what kind of culture we are creating now. So we should not be the supporter of Western culture or non-Brahminical culture. Because we see sometimes even like that has become a trend now. Modern Indian means who is opposed to Indian culture, kind of. So it's like one devotee was telling this. He was going in one car with one of the outside person. So then he saw one cow on the side of the road. So then he was commenting, because that cow went passing by, and then car has to, it's kind of stop little bit. So then he was commenting that India kabhi sudharega nahi. So many, it's like cows are around. And so then that devotee was telling that Prabhupada also writes that the more the cows you see around, happily going around, that is the prosperity of any society. But nowadays, when you see the cows, that is considered as a disturbance. Even the government doesn't allow keeping of the cows where the residential area is there. People say that was there when I was there in Pune. We had one cow inside the temple late in the 90s. So every day we used to take care of the cows, and then the neighbors started complaining. Lot of smell comes, and cow is always making noise pollution is happening. And then the police came. They said that you can't keep the cow like this. People are so that means they can smell all pollution. That's not a problem. They can smoke in front of their faces. That's not a problem. But when the smell comes of a cow dung, that creates such a disaster for them. So in our own life also, we have to be very clear about what the Brahminical culture is. The Brahminical culture is respecting Brahmanas, which are spearheading the society, giving the goal of life, The Brahmana is not just a kind of doing puja and giving some karma kanda. That is not what the Brahminical culture is. The Brahmana means one who gives, it's like, he is like a head of the society. So, these Brahminical principles which we learn from Prabhupada, purports, and our literatures like Mahabharata, Ramayana, then we understand what the path the society should, you know, take. And as an individual inside that, what is our, you know, role? So, that's why Prabhupada says here so emphatically, and that we can see also in Kshatriya race means they had such a great, you know, compassion for Brahmanas and cows. Always. So, many times you'll find that even in, you know, Mahabharata, it's like Gaurakrishna Maharaj was telling once. He was telling that Kshatriya means he had a great love for cows. And then he was giving example of Arjuna. That how much he loved the cows. Generally, the first time I was hearing from him, so he was telling that anything which happens to the wrong happens to the cow, any Kshatriya cannot tolerate that. And that's why we find Parikshit Maharaj, when he was going around, when he saw the cow is harmed, then he became very angry, took off his sword, wanted to kill that person. So he was giving example that generally Kshatriya, like, you know, he was talking about Arjuna, he said that two, three instances he was giving. Once when they were into incognito in Virata Raja, so like there was some little suspicion that Pandavas may be there in the Virata. So all the Kauravas and Shakuni and Karna, they were sitting and deciding a plan by which you can bring this Pandavas out, specifically Arjuna. And when they were making a plan, they said what should be done by which they will come out. So they say, should we attack the kingdom? They said, we may attack the kingdom, but they will remain like that only. They may not come out. So one of the members gave this brilliant idea. He said, if you steal the cows of the king, he said, then Arjuna cannot tolerate that. If the cows are harmed in any way, he said, you can 100% see that he will come out. And that's how all these great warriors, Bhishma Dev, Karna, and Dushyasana, and everyone came and they attacked the cows. They took the cows and they were stealing the cows. And for sure, you know, Arjuna was there. And then he was telling another instance where Draupadi and Pandavas, they had a rule that if Draupadi is sitting with one Pandava, then other Pandava should not be disturbing them when they are sitting in seclusion. But in this case, once when Draupadi was sitting with Yudhishthira Maharaj, one Brahmana came telling that my cow is stolen by someone. And that was too much for Arjuna, that he went inside breaking that rule. He knew that if he breaks that rule, for years together he has to be exiled. So he was ready for that. Then he went inside, got the bow and arrow and helped that, you know, Brahmana to regain the cow. So we can see that it's like so much emphasis, so much of importance is given for this culture of protecting and respecting Brahmanas for their greatest contribution in the society, and the cows, because they are like mothers, they are nourishing their, you know, with their milk and many other products. So when we are seeing that, then the culture becomes very, you know, powerfully coming towards the goal of human life. That's why we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, the story comes about Nimi Maharaj. That is, Nimi Maharaj, once he was having a great sacrifice, and he had his priest, Vasishtha Muni. So he told Vasishtha that, please help us in this yajna we are about to perform. Vasishtha said that, I am very sorry, but I have already given a word to the Indra, king of heaven. So what I'll do is, I'll just go there, perform that yajna for him, and I'll be back, till that you wait. So Nimi Maharaj, he didn't say anything, yes, no. So then, when his Purohit, Vasishtha, went, and once you go to heaven, it's like, don't know when he'll come back. So Nimi Maharaj, who is one of the devoted king, he knew the importance of human life. He said, why to wait unnecessarily and, spoil the time? Let's start the yajna for the satisfaction of Vishnu. And then they started yajna. And when yajna was about to end, the Muni came back, Vasishtha Muni. And then he saw that, it's like, I told them not to start, and then they have started already. He became so angry, he cursed Nimi Maharaj. He said, you think that you are very great, you have insulted me. So he said, I curse you to die. Let your body fall apart now only. So Nimi Maharaj also was quite powerful. He said, this is irreligious. He said, first you are our Purohit, but from here you are going there just for, you are getting more Lakshmi there. So for extra money you want to go there and collect little more. He said, you have fallen from your principles of a Brahmana by becoming greedy. So he said, I curse you that you also die now only. So both of the fall dead. So the Vasishtha gets again rebirth by some other means. And then all this people who are doing yajna, they kept Nimi Maharaj's body till the end of that sacrifice. And previously sacrifices used to go years and years and hundreds and thousands of years. At the end of the sacrifice, when all the demigods they came, all these great sages, they requested demigods that, can you please make this Nimi Maharaj again come to life? So the demigods, they said, okay, that's not very difficult for us, we can surely do it. So when the body was taken, which was preserved so long, so Nimi Maharaj spoke, was already, his dead body was there. He said, my dear demigods, I request you, now already I have left this body, why you unnecessarily want me to bring it back and, want to put me again in the prison? He said, I'm happy, let me go back to Godhead. You don't have to unnecessarily imprison me again. So then demigods said, okay, no problem. So there Prabhupada writes that how devotees are so detached from this material world. Why that? Because he was the king of the whole world. He would have done so many things by coming back. People here, they are so afraid of leaving this world. And Nimi Maharaj was the king of the whole world, was afraid to come back in this world. So that is the difference between devotees. and any outside person. So that kind of very clear understanding of importance of human life and the goal of human life to go back to Godhead is given by Vedic culture, specifically by Varnashrama system, which is personally set by Lord himself. So when we are leading our lives according to that Varnashrama principles, according to the Brahminical principles, then our life becomes peaceful. So I'll stop here. Sorry for being late. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.